6. Matthew chapter 6 in the Pew Bible. You can find that on page 1370. Page 1370 in the Pew Bible. We read together Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34, and we'll focus our attention on verse 33. Someone asked for a sermon, a message on verse 33 of Matthew chapter 6. And as we are between series, we'll take a look at this. And someone else asked for a sermon on John chapter 3. So we're going to look at John 3 next Sunday, Lord willing, as we gather around the communion table. There's an outline of the message for you in the bulletin. If you open your bulletin, you can find an outline of the message to stay in the loop on the message on kingdom seekers. This is part of Christ's Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever preached. And it's in the context of having to choose which master you're going to serve. Mammon, that is stuff, or Jesus Christ as your only master. And our memory verse was Matthew 6:33 this past week. I hope you memorized that. Let's say that together with one heart and voice at this time. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Let's stand at this time, if you're able, for the reading of the Word of God, standing at attention for the reading of the Word of God, and let's receive it with believing hearts. This is the inerrant Word of God. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You may be seated. So far, the reading of the Word of God. Please keep your Bible open and handy. We're going to look up several passages this morning on kingdom seekers. Your congregation of Christ, brothers, sisters, and Lord, and friends of our church family, if someone was making a documentary of your life or trying to turn your family into a reality TV show or series, and they're walking around with a video on, what would they see? What would they see in my life? About what you're interested in, what you're really interested in, what exactly you're fighting for in your life, what are your priorities, what comes first, what are you really after in your life, and which kingdom are you seeking? In those quiet moments, the big deals, how you're making decisions, and how you're really relating to people in your life. What would the camera catch? What would people really be listening to? And dear friends, Jesus Christ comes to us in the Sermon on the Mount, and he tells us to seek, and he says to seek first, and then he says to seek first the kingdom of God. Kingdom seekers, the kingdom of God seekers. That's what a documentary of your life should really be entitled, and mine as well. What are you seeking? What are you seeking first? What kingdom are you seeking? Is it the kingdom of God or the kingdom of self? I preach you the word of the Lord as Jesus Christ tells us to seek first the kingdom of God. First of all, we want to look at seeking. What does that mean? Well, again, we look at the text, verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God. What does it really mean to be a kingdom seeker? To seek means, dear friends, to move. It means to move in God's direction and to make Jesus Christ, the King of all kings, the highest value of your life. To move where you are in the direction to where God wants you to be, who He wants you to become. To seek means to clear out, to take away anything and everything, any obstacle or roadblock that's in the way of you moving in God's direction. This is what it means to really seek after the kingdom of God. Moving in God's direction right now. So we're not treating Jesus Christ and His kingdom as if it's some sort of advisor, but some king that we surrender and submit to. That's what it means to be a seeker according to the Scriptures. You are seeking someone. You are seeking something. The question is, are you seeking Jesus Christ as your treasure and king, and as well as His dominion in your life in this world? Jesus Christ no longer is just some sort of advisor. Jesus Christ isn't your Sunday God. He's your everyday Lord. This is what it means to seek after, to pursue God and being God-like. To seek first the kingdom. It also means to look, seeking, searching. It means to look for Christ. And to look for Christ where He promises to be found. Looking for Christ where He has promised to be found. And my brothers and sisters, we want to see that together when we think about looking and searching. Boys and girls, when you're in trouble, when you're in a lot of pain, maybe you fall and you hurt yourself and you're looking for someone, you're looking for mom. Where's mom going to be? Mom might be in the kitchen, so you go and look for mom in the kitchen, or she might be in the laundry room, she might be at the kitchen table, she may be in the bedroom, but you go where you believe mom is going to be. And that's the language Jesus Christ is using here when He says, seek me. Don't seek me where I'm not going to be, at least in my grace. Where do you seek and find the Lord Jesus Christ? Boys and girls, it's like playing hide and seek. Seeking isn't so much fun. Hiding isn't always that fun either. It's the finding. It's the finding. And Jesus Christ says, I want you to find me. I want you to find me. So seek me where I am. And where am I? I'm in my Word, the Bible. That's where you can find me in grace and mercy and love. You can find me, for instance, in my Word. That's Matthew chapter 13. We're not going to look up all these passages. Look them up this week. Matthew 13, the kingdom of God comes by the sowing of the seed of the Word. So the Word comes into your life and then you discover Jesus Christ growing you to be a kingdom seeker. You discover Jesus Christ Himself pardoning your sin and removing all of the obstacles in your life to find Him. We can also find our Lord Jesus Christ where He's promised to be among spiritual leadership. That's in Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18 talks about the process of discipleship and discipline that Jesus Christ provides elders in the church to minister to your life. That's where you can find King Jesus in wise spiritual leadership within His church. The church of Jesus Christ is the embassy of the kingdom of God. It's the vanguard of the dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You want to find Jesus? Seek Him. Seek Him in His church. That's Matthew chapter 16. I will build my church, Jesus Christ says, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against her. This is where we find our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Seek Him. Look for Him. Seek first the kingdom. But it's not, first of all, dear friends, doing something. It's really being someone. I believe we miss this in our following of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not, first of all, about doing. It's about being. Seeking God. Seeking God where God promises to be, to know Him, to know Him intimately, to know Him on His terms, to know Him personally. That's what Jesus Christ is telling us. Seek first the kingdom of God. It means you have to be someone before you do something. You have to be a seeker looking for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and seeking ultimately nothing else and nothing less than this Lord Jesus Christ. And we will find Him because He wants to be found. Dear friends, will you be before you do? I mean, seeking, that's what our Lord Jesus Christ said about Martha and Mary. Martha, Martha, why are you so anxious? And that's the context of Matthew chapter 6. What are you so anxious and worried and uptight for? You're busy doing, and you're neglecting what comes first, what matters most. It's to sit at my feet and listen to me, to have personal encounters with me and my word. Dear friends, we're very good at seeking the hand of God, the blessings of God. The question then for you and for me is, are we not just seeking after the hand of God and His blessings, but the face of God that shines with His grace and glory? Seek nothing else, seek nothing less than our Lord Jesus Christ. Seek and then put Him first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, verse 33. And all these things will be added to you. What does that mean? Putting King Jesus Christ first in your life. Number one spot, the ultimate priority, that means sacrifice. And we get that because anything you do in your life, and I do, we got to make a choice whether it's going to be first or last, first or second. And the fact that you're here this morning in church, I thank the Lord that you are. It means at least that Jesus Christ is in the top 10 of your list of what to do and who to seek. But Jesus Christ doesn't want to be last. He wants to be first, including His kingdom. And sacrifice is really the name of the game. Every pursuit, everything you put first requires sacrifice. And so does seeking first the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to lose weight and I want to lose weight, that takes sacrifice. I got to give up those brownies. I got to give up sugar. I got to exercise when I don't feel like it. If you want to be seeking first this job, that means you're showing up early and you're staying late and you're doing whatever it takes to make sure you keep this job and you're keeping your boss happy. Every pursuit in our lives requires sacrifice, doesn't it? Requires sacrifice if you want to be the best on your sports team. Dear friends, the sacrifice of an athlete captures what Jesus Christ is talking about, what He's inviting us into. Putting King Jesus first always requires sacrifice, and our Lord Jesus Christ calls us to follow Him by taking up our cross, denying ourselves, and then following after Him in His footsteps. First things must always come first. And the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't want to share. He's not sharing you with anybody else. He wants first dibs, exclusive rights. So that's what He calls us to, follow Him, to seek Him first and His kingdom and His righteousness. And the fact that Jesus Christ calls us to seek His righteousness, you know, Jesus Christ is coming first in your life as Jesus Christ describes the behavior of kingdom citizens. Or earlier in chapter 5 of Matthew chapter 5, you just look at the highlights there in the headlines when it comes to anger. You haven't murdered. Well, you have murdered in your heart if you're hating someone. Loving your enemies is a demonstration that Jesus Christ is coming first in your life and demonstrating the behavior of a kingdom citizen. lusting in your heart. Well, if we have purity of heart, then we are what? We are demonstrating the behavior of the kingdom of heaven, keeping our oaths and our promises, loving our enemies, so that we demonstrate we belong to Christ, our perfect Heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 5 at verse 48. What does it mean for Jesus Christ to come first, to be the number one priority? It means this. It means that Jesus Christ is central. Jesus Christ is the center of everything. Living with King Jesus at the very center of everything you are and do. In Colossians chapter 1 at verse 18, we read, well, let's look that up together, page 1729. If you look that up with me in the Pew Bible, you can find it on page 1729. Seek, where is Christ? Let's find him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, page 1729. Jesus Christ is the image, verse 15, of the invisible God, the perfect image of his Father in heaven. And we read together that he is before all things, verse 17, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that, here it is, that in everything he might be preeminent, that he may have the supremacy over everything. And Jesus Christ is central. It's like a hub on a wheel of a wagon wheel and all the spokes coming out of it. He's the center around which everything is rotating and revolving. And the spokes around it, whether that's your finances and mine, whether it's your marriage or mine, whether it's your children or mine, whether it's your business endeavors, whatever it is, entertainment, sports, they all spoke into that hub. And if the hub is broken, if Christ is not the center, the wheels are going to fall off of your life in this country and culture. It means Christ is the center of everything. That your marriage and mine has come from King Jesus, and it's for King Jesus, and it exists because of the grace of King Jesus. Our children come from God, and our King, and they are to be discipled for King Jesus and his wisdom. And the only way they're going to find satisfaction in their lives is living a life of belonging to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Living with Christ at the center of your life. It resonates for me this way. Think of it this way, dear friends. It's like the love of your life. That's who Jesus Christ is to be and more to become, the love of your life. When you have the love of your life in your living, what matters most? What comes first? Well, the love of your life, what does that mean? It means you're squeezing the love of your life into every conversation you have. It means you want to be around the friends of the love of your life because you're seeing and witnessing the vestiges of the love of your life. It means that when anybody's talking disrespectfully of the love of your life, you want to set them straight and you want them to know the real character of the love of your life. When Christ is the love of your life, he comes first. And the love of your life, right? You know this. You're memorizing all the love letters they ever... That's the Bible. The love letters, the text messages, all of the messaging. You're reading and rereading it. You're memorizing it. And if the love of your life is gone for the week or gone because he or she may be serving overseas in the military, what are you doing? You're rehearsing the first words you're going to say when you finally see the love of your life again. Because you want to get it right. That's who Jesus Christ claims to be. And that's what it means for Christ to be central. Your first love and mine. seek first the kingdom of this Christ. What is the kingdom, dear friends? That's a mouthful. The kingdom comes up in the Bible 100 times. The word kingdom comes up 100 times in the New Testament scriptures, in probably about 70 passages of the Holy Scriptures. The kingdom of God is, it's like 5 gig here of the Bible. It occupies a lot of space in scripture. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is God's reign, becoming as visible here on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom is the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ, becoming more and more visible here on earth as it is in heaven. Comes up a lot in the Gospel according to Matthew, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. If you back up in the Bible to Matthew chapter 4 at verse 17, if you read there together with me, it's the very message of our Lord Jesus Christ. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, move in my direction, you're going the wrong way. Move toward me, turn around and face me and go my way, because the way you are going in and of yourself, by yourself in a Christless existence is a dead end. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Why? Because Jesus Christ is the king. The kingdom means Jesus. Shorthand is Jesus. The kingdom is Jesus Christ and his appearance. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. "And Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people." How do you know the kingdom of heaven is here on earth? Because all kinds of miracles and supernatural events are occurring. The deaf hear, the blind see, the dead are raised. It's heaven coming to earth to make earth something like heaven again. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. We read together, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5, verse 10. Matthew 5, verse 10. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 6, at verse 10. Matthew chapter 6 at verse 10, Jesus Christ teaches us to pray. That's what it means to seek first the kingdom of God. It means to pray, "Your kingdom," not mine, "your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And then Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Matthew 24, verse 14, Jesus Christ tells us the signs of the times. And we read together the coming of the Son of Man. And we read together, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise." And at verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come." Matthew 28, Jesus Christ rises from the dead in glory and victory. And he says, "All authority is in heaven and earth belongs to me." Congregation, we don't understand the Bible. We don't understand this world. We don't understand our lives if we don't understand and get a good comprehension of the kingdom of God. And we don't know how to evangelize and recruit others for Jesus Christ. You know, what's going to come up on the documentary of your life? What's the reality TV show of your life like? It's supposed to be about the kingdom of God, because that's how God began this world. God created this world to be his kingdom. And he created Adam and Eve to be what? Adam was the prince. Eve was the princess. And he created them to enjoy the happiness of peace. God lavished his prince and princess with generosity, generous happiness and peace. There was peace with God. There was peace with themselves. There was peace with one another. And there was peace with creation. But what did Adam do? When his king gave him the one command to love him, seek first my kingdom. You have it all, but do not partake of that forbidden fruit, for when you partake of it, you shall surely die. And what did Adam, the prince of the creation, say? He said, my kingdom come. I'm king. You make a lousy king, God. And what happened? Everything was broken. Peace and happiness was broken. Our relationship with God was broken. No more peace. So what happens? We're suspicious of God. Are you suspicious of God today? And you're afraid of God. You're hiding from God. You're suspicious of God. God says, seek me, find me. You'll find me. Move in my direction. You don't have to be suspicious. You don't have to be afraid. Come to me and I will pardon your sins. And then there's brokenness in our relationship with ourselves. We're ashamed of ourselves. So we try to cover up and try to do good, but it looks bad in God's eyes because it's imperfect. And then we have broken relationships with one another, with our spouse, our children, our coworkers, our neighbors, just like Adam and Eve. They're pointing the blame, blaming one another, and there was a marriage was destroyed. That's what sin does. When we don't want to have God to be our king, we want our own kingdom and be our own kings and queens. And then there's destruction and creation. Our relationship with creation explodes and implodes. God curses the earth, but God promised a king to come. A king of glory and of grace. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by the bleeding of his body, where he's obedient on a tree. Dying on the cross, Jesus Christ rises from the dead to give his kingdom, to give you life, eternal and abundant, the forgiveness of sins, and the hope of a new heavens and a new earth. And he gives you in his word, and he gives you, dear friends, at the table coming up next Sunday, a memory of this future, a memory of this future. What does the documentary of your life really look like? What would a reality TV show of your life look like? Here's some applications, dear friends. In light of that gospel of the bleeding body of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ says, seek, enter. Enter into the kingdom of heaven. Make it your first interest. Enter the kingdom. And Jesus Christ says then, stop hiding. Stop being suspicious. Quit running away from me. Move toward me as I draw near to you. Stop covering up your faults and failures. Come clean with me. Confess your faults and failures. And I will forgive you fully and freely and forever. And then seek to live a new life. To make my kingdom, my interests, your first interest. So I'm not, first of all, worried about me and my kingdom, how I am doing. I'm worried about how God and his kingdom is doing, how the church of Jesus Christ is doing and pouring and investing my life and time and yours into the advancement and the prosperity of that kingdom. Now, first of all, how's my team doing? How's my stocks doing, first of all? How's my business doing, first of all? But the kingdom business, that's first and foremost, seeking and pursuing that. Enter into the kingdom of heaven. Have you entered that kingdom? Is the kingdom of Jesus Christ your great and first interest? It means, dear friends, and also committing your first day and your first money to the Lord. It means committing the first day, the first moments of your day, early, often. Remember, seeking means, okay, now first of all, I got to go do something for Jesus. It means I got to be with Jesus. It means being. And I give Jesus Christ the first moments of my day, where he's at in his word. praying for His kingdom to come in me and then through me to others. It means giving Jesus Christ your very first moments of your first day as well. It means giving Jesus Christ the first day of the week, all of it, all day, for His worship and praise and being with the citizens of His kingdom on the Lord's Day. That's what this day is. It's not Sunday. It's, first of all, the Lord's Day. And it means if I am a Christian businessman, I'm just like Chick-fil-A. My business is not open on Sunday. It's not open on the Lord's Day. So I can model, and I get it, right? It's tempting. It's very tempting. Because the context here is what? Right, I'm worried. The Gentiles are seeking, but so are you. You're seeking a kingdom, the kingdom of God. The Gentile, everybody's seeking. The Gentiles are seeking what? They're seeking for clothes and money and whatnot. But Jesus Christ says, you got to make a choice this morning. Am I your master that gets first dibs or not? Because it's very tempting, especially on the Lord's Day, because you can make a lot of money keeping your business open and running. Jesus Christ says, I want you to rest in me. I'll take care of you and your interests. When you are taking care of me and my interests. I'm not talking about works of mercy or necessity here, dear friends. I'm talking about worshiping and resting and being an example and model to our children and to those in our community that Jesus Christ is our King, that He comes first on the first day of the week, the Lord's Day. And on that Lord's Day and every day I'm giving the first fruits, right? Donating, devoting the first fruits of the money that He gives us. And we're funneling and funding the kingdom of God to go forth through the missions and missionaries, through church planters and church planting, through the gospel of the kingdom as it goes forth. Are you giving your first, your best? Am I? In order to support and finance the ongoing work of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are we giving our first and our best, dear friends, to view everything through the kingdom filter of our Lord Jesus Christ? What that means is I got a kingdom filter on when you go to work on every day of the week. You're not just going to work. You're going to work in order to do work as a kingdom citizen. That means you're going there to do what? To open up your private life, to let the people God has put in your life into your private life so that you can recruit them for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people out there. Every person is a recruiter. The devil has his recruiters too. Are you going to be a recruiter for King Jesus? What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God? It means to evangelize. Meaning that all of the relationships you have during the work week are there ultimately, what? To love and serve your neighbor in the name of King Jesus. You're an ambassador of King Jesus, but you're building bridges to open up your private life and publicizing the gospel so others can seek and find Jesus Christ. Everything is viewed through this kingdom filter. The education of our children. It means that we don't simply want the best, a good spouse, a good home, a good life, a good neighborhood for our children. We want the good kingdom of Jesus Christ for them. And it also means that we don't give our last energy to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You know, when we're older, when we get 60, retire, then Jesus Christ can have my life and my time. No, it's not right now. It's here. It's when I'm young, when I'm full of passion and energy. Then I'm seeking right here and now the kingdom of God to become visible here on earth as it's visible in heaven. Dear friends, are you seeking? Are you seeking first? Are you seeking first the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus says, if you take care of my interests, I will take care of your interests. It's a marvelous promise. You can live a worry-free life. Jesus means it. You can live a worry-free life. When your mind and mine is fully occupied, when our hands are all full of seeking first the kingdom of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Let's turn in the forms in the prayers book to the